Now we're watching
Woman on Man. Standard porno fare.
Yeah.
W-O-M.
Woman on Man.
W-O-M.
Nothing wrong with this.
No.
Nothing wrong with this at all.
This is what you would see on any of your... Now it's interspersed with old footage of, like, racist black programming.
Yeah.
And like they show her working on him, and then they cut to
like a shot of kingfish. It's the weirdest goddamn thing I've ever seen in my life. You know, if they're trying, Robert, I'll tell you this: if they're trying to make some kind of political statement, they're missing the mark.
They're trying to make. I think they're just trying to make fun of black people.
But I mean, there are black people in it though,
and there are black people who are making the jokes.
Black people used to do kingfish. It was, you know, back in the day.
Yeah, but I mean, do you think that these?
But this movie was not back in the day. This is, as you said, this appears to be, I'd say, maybe early '80s.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So wait, now, so you think that the black people that are in this just don't give an S that this is, no. And they're actually. I don't get it. Doesn't make any sense to me.
All right, now there she goes, dude. Again. All right, there's a money shot.
Finished up.
There's your money shot.
Right.
Okay, now go past the money shot. It appears to be a black guy who's on his way to heaven. Is that what we're seeing next, Robert?
I'm dumbfounded. I've seen this thing a thousand times.
Do you think it's just not to make fun of black people?
Yeah. So now the scene is in heaven.
Yeah, this seems to be a heaven scene.
Ah, Leroy, we've been expecting you.
You have?
Ah, yes, the big man upstairs has been keeping his eye on you for quite some time now.
All right, well, I've led a feeling like St. Peter, haven't I?
Oh, yes, we're all aware of how exemplary your lifestyle's been. You've gone to church every Sunday, been morally upstanding and outstanding in your behavior all along. In fact, we are going to reward you with a very special position up there in heaven.
All right, I knew it. I've been good all my life.
We have a special job for you. Here are your tools, and you can start mopping up over there.
God.
Back to the naked chicks.
Okay. Wait. Okay. Why does Stevie Wonder always smile?
Why?
Because he doesn't know he's black.
Hey, look. Buzz enjoyed that one. Hey, Buzz is cracking up.
Jesus. There's a guy with a clown hat.
Why do you wear platform shoes?
I don't know.
Keep their knuckles from dragging.
It's a guy wearing a clown hat.
Hi, I'm Jaime Schwartz. Do you have a personal injury case, a workman's compensation, or sexual harassment suit? Well, Jaime Schwartz is your man. I specialize in sexual and racial discrimination.
This is definitely clown.
Jaime Schwartz got me $2.2 million, and I went out and bought this mansion in the white part of town.
Yes, folks, I can get you more money, more money, more money. The maximum amount for your pain and suffering.
Jaime Schwartz got me $2.2 million for my race discrimination suit. And I went out and got this white woman.
Yes, folks, our fees are the lowest in town. We'll give you free,
Robert,
absolutely free, 1 hour
I've
of
seen it
consultation.
All. I have seen
Jaime
it all.
Jaime Schwartz got me $2.2 million, and I went out and bought this big white Lincoln.
Yes, folks, remember what I did for Leroy Washington. Jaime Schwartz, for all your legal needs.
Right.
God damn.
My secretary is standing by to take your call now. Dial 555-1212. I want your case.
Okay, let's hang his black ass.
All right.
We've seen about that. Okay, turn him off.
I agree with Robert that, you know, I thought that maybe they were making a political statement. No, this is black people participating in a movie
now,
making fun of black
here's
people.
Here's a guy who's seen the movie, Jay.
Yes.
Can you shed any light on this, Jay?
Well, that movie actually came out in the late 80s.
Yeah, all right. And?
It's just more overtly racist or with racist overtones than the standard black porn movie of the 80s.
Gene, well, I think we find out what kind of guy goes for this.
Thank you, Captain.
Thank you, genius.
Thank you.
It was bright.
There is James. James.
Hey, what's up, Don?
Hi.
Hey, that movie that he's talking about, that's a spoof of the movie Birth of a Nation.
A Birth of a Nation was such a great movie.
What
is Birth of a Nation?
Birth of a Nation, is probably one of the most racist movies ever made.
Yeah, it's one of the most...
Cecil B. DeMille specials back in the 1920s. Where the Klan were the good guys and black folks were the animals.
Yeah, it's a famous...
I disagree. It had nothing to do with that.
No, it's all over the place.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Hi, Rob.
Yep.
You're on the air.
Hey, I think that may be from the 90s. Because he said, we'll get you more money, more money, more money. Uh-huh. And that's from the Wayans.
No, it's before that.
You think it's before that?
Has this movie caused the IQ of our listeners to go down?
It appears to be from viewing it. It appears to be from the 80s.
I believe it's 80s.
I think the person that enjoyed it the most was Buzz over there.
No, that's
a lot of smirking, a lot of smiling. And,
it was
shocking.
Oh, shocking.
Yes.
Yeah, like Buzz.
Shocking.
And Rob A. says he wants the original.
Yeah,
Rob wants the original.
If I can get it on DVD, I'll get it too.
I think we can all agree on one thing, though. It is a bad porno. It is not a good porno at all.
You guys didn't get to the black on white part, but we're not. Maybe another day.
That's your favorite part, isn't it?
Next time you come in, you know what, Rob? Stop the tape right there. The next time Black Moses comes in.
If we can keep Buzz from watching the whole thing,
yes.
Just try.
It might make the rounds. Ken Stevens might have a copy. You need to check with him.
Yeah.
Wow. We will continue to watch Black Moses movie spectacular.
I've never seen you guys more uncomfortable. You laughed and you shuddered at the same time, but I mean,
it
is what it is.
There are parts of it that you laugh at, and then there are parts of it that are uncomfortable.
That's right.
Right.
Well, I mean, it does what I told you it does.
Yeah, it stirred us up. You always stir us up.
All right,
Robert.
Excellent appearance today by Robert.
Good job, Robert.
Amazing.
Robert, you delivered on everything you promised today.
Have a nice evening.
Good job.
Thank you, Robert.
Becky, I'll get your $25 to you.
All right.
He's still mad at Becky.
Thank you very much.
There he goes.
Hans and Mike,
thank you for coming by.
Thanks, Robert.
I appreciate it.
Wow. All right. I'll
congratulations
see you
on your Lakers, Robert.
Yeah. Don't forget now, you cleans my Cadillac.
There we go.
Before you leave.
All right. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye, boss.
God,
there he goes.
Wow.
Robert, Black Moses.
I still can't figure... I mean, I guess I can figure out that movie. It was just... I mean, once you get to the part where they were just... It's just a racist movie.
Yeah, I know.
That's all. Then you can understand. But I'm like, what the hell was it?
Except black people are...
Yeah, black people telling racist jokes. So I go figure.
I don't know.
I mean, it comes from a guy wearing a Klan hat, sitting at a desk telling jokes,
right,
to hardcore pornography, to naked girls, and white, doing like hee-haw shtick.
Right. And then bad racial jokes. And you know, it just, I mean, a real, real piece of garbage.
All right, well, there it is. He said he'd bring it in, and he did now. We're going to move on, and we are going to try to give away $500 cash. Here we go.
It's a game you're going to like, a Sumpo Gallo guy.
That's right.
Bare their souls to Dynamite and tell them their big lie.
You know, this is going to be a quick one today because I had no idea that we were going to have so much fun with Robert.
Robert delivered today. He truly did.
Black Moses came through. Here's the deal. Father's Day is this weekend.
That's right.
And we have $500 to give away courtesy of Cox Cable of Northern Virginia. Best choice for movies, sports, and news with over 250 channels now available on the Cox Digital Cable Service System. Call Cox Cable 703-378-3499 for info.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
There's the commercial. We thank them for the money. $500. It's the big lie, and it's a big lie you've told your dad.
Yes, if you'd like to come clean and win money, we always recommend you, well, you give the whole dollar amount to your father.
So here's what you do. You call us up now on the toll-free 877-365-3636. Everybody's got a lie that they've not told their father.
Oh, yeah. A deep, dark secret that you want to come clean about.
What we do is we pick the best lie, the one that has the most potential to make you, the home listener, enjoy it.
Absolutely.
And then we call the dad up.
I just said absolutely right.
We make the
good word.
Person on the phone tell the dad the lie.
Yep. And then if we deem your lie the best, you call your dad, tell him you win the money. It's that easy.
Absolutely right, Mike. Phone number 877-365-3636. It is the big lie. Father's Day edition, please. Only lies that you've told your father.
Right, right.
And supply us with a phone number where we can reach your dad as well. You call now, and we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm somebody proudest day in my life. I never
be so happy to see this young fella grow to be a man. A very gentle giant. He's good for the game, he's good for the sport, and he's good for all the young people living this world.
You're exactly right, Grandpa Shaq, to win.
Okay, hi, this is Dorm Radio,
D-O-R-M,
broadcasting live from the basement of the Science Building.
Great. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WKFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
A most excellent program, The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Right there. Don't forget. Pastor Paula screws the leg. Gets ready to take Heather.
I didn't realize she was that much younger than he was.
Yeah. And you know, his daughters. This is the story that his daughter wasn't going to go to the wedding, and maybe his son wasn't going to go to the wedding because.
Yeah. Then they all came around.
Yeah.
And it looked like a pretty. I mean, really, as celebrity weddings go, that's one I would not have minded being at. It looked like fun.
They're mad that, dad has forgot about. Although, right. You know, Christ, I wouldn't want to be Heather Mills being married to Paul McCartney because he's still devoted.
Yeah.
Linda.
Yeah, but she's okay. And I've read a lot about her, and she's, she is a very cool person. And I think that it just looked like it was a real, it wasn't in the great tradition of, like, Hollywood weddings. It looked like a really decent party. And, you're a Beatles fan. I'm a big Beatles fan. It looked really cool. And I don't understand why the kids have that much of a problem, because sounds like Heather is very cool.
Because right. Mom hasn't been dead that long, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose that's what it is.
Bunny goes further two ways than three.
Yeah, maybe that's it, too.
And the kids have a unique pet name for their new stepmom. They don't call her Heather.
What do they call her?
They call her Eileen.
Eileen. There you go. And, you know, we uphold tradition by never, ever mentioning that union without the one-leg jokes.
Of course.
Because that's our job.
Right.
It's what we do.
Paul married a girl with one leg. Okay. We're ready.
Peg.
We're ready for the big lie for $500. Courtesy of Cox Cable. We got to get right to this. Incidentally, everyone agrees. Robert today had his best performance he's ever had on the show.
Amen.
I know a lot of people who listen to the show don't like Robert.
Robert came to play today.
And I'm telling you, and I told him this when I was talking to him in the lobby on the way out.
Right.
If he could be like that every time on the show,
absolutely,
I'd have him on every day. And he said, well, I'll see you tomorrow. And I said, no, I don't mean it.
Yeah, he's a confident guy.
I don't mean it. Just great appearance today by Robert.
It was.
Thank you, Robert. And thank you for Becky. She was also a big part of Robert's segment being so well-received today.
I would encourage Becky to call the next time Robert's on the show.
Let's get down to some lies. See if we give away some money for Father's Day. Here's Steve.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Philly on WYSB.
Yep.
And, you know, never mind. I was going to say something. I'm not going to say it.
Go ahead.
Did you edit your thoughts?
Yes, I did.
We never edit Don's thoughts.
Hello, Steve. What is the lie that your dad does not know?
He was a World War II veteran, okay? He was CB in the Navy. And they allowed him to ship back only two things. He sent back a combat knife from overseas and a field knife. And me and my friends took these things when we were in high school to the state finals. We took them to this game. We thought we were going to be cool and, you know, take knives to the game, which turned out to be pretty stupid because on the way in, everyone kind of pushed out and security was all over the place, so we buried them out front. We figured we'd go get them after the game. Well, apparently these guys follow us. When we left the game, we went to, you know, around the side where we put them in the like, peat moss or whatever the hell it was, and they were gone. So we went to move. My pops packed him up. He's like, where in the hell are my war knives? And, you know, we lied to him and told him we have no idea that you must have misplaced them.
Hmm. So these were your treasured mementos that your father had from his
WW2
experience, and you blew it.
That's it, man. And, you know, he's old now, so I don't know whether he's going to be pissed or not.
All right, hold on a second. You know, that's not necessarily the greatest one, but we'll start with that one.
Yeah, right.
Let's go to Steve, D.C. Steve. Hi, Steve.
Another Steve.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
All right, well, listen, for Father's Day, here's what I've got for you. My dad's on his third wife now, and the third time's a charm.
Right.
His second wife was a very, very jealous, angry woman.
Mm.
And back when I lived with them in high school in Alexandria, I told, basically, I went to the beach with my mother for a week. My dad was having problems with his second wife and decided to drive down to Ocean City, get his own place, and come see the kids for a day or two.
I know, hold on. So you're at the beach with mom, with the first wife.
With mom, with my mom.
With the original wife. That's wife number one.
Right. And he decided to take an innocent trip to just go down to the beach by himself.
Right.
And then go ahead and have a go and visit with us during the day.
Right. All right, I got you.
Mm-hmm. To make this lady jealous, I made sure that my friend Lori called my house on Friday night and said, "Where is Steve?" She said he went to the beach. She then replied, "Oh, that's right. He went with his mom and dad down to the beach for the week." This stepmother of mine then went insane and called my father back to Alexandria, destroyed all of his clothing, put her foot through the TV, ripped the cell phone out of the wall, and they got divorced. So he doesn't know anything about this.
All right, let me see if I can just kind of condense this.
If you do that, you're a genius.
Yeah. I follow what the guy is saying. I don't know if it necessarily was
the
reason.
Not a lie. He had somebody call and make his stepmom jealous.
Jealous, right?
Yeah.
And I made him look like he was cheating on his second wife with my mom, but in fact, he was not.
All right, hold on a second.
Get you to a therapist's office.
Whatever. Hello,
quickly.
Christine from yeah. Scranton, PA. Hi, Christine.
Hello.
Hi. What's your lie? About your dad.
I was on my way to a nursing school interview with my father's car, and I was going around the bend, and I smashed into a guardrail. And mm-hmm. instead of going to nursing school, I ended up going to the junkyard by myself and myself and my boyfriend, and we put the car back together. And he was always wondering, "What is wrong with the car? What is wrong with the car?" Well, a little Bondo and super glue and a new bumper and new lights and.
So you actually did your own body work.
Yes, I did my own body work.
And your dad always thought there was maybe something wrong with the car, but he didn't know that you'd actually wrecked it and put it back together.
Right.
Oh, that's cute, but...
It's cute.
Yeah. No, that's
better than the first two.
It's not big enough, though.
Ours are truthful, though. Mine's truthful.
Okay, well, still, thank you. But
thank you.
Goodbye. I think we got another wrecked car right here.
Okay.
Another Patty from Pennsylvania. Patty. Or another person from Pennsylvania. This one's named Patty. Hi, Patty.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great. What did you lie to your dad about?
Well, long time ago, I crashed his Gremlin, if you remember the old orange Gremlin.
The Gremlin.
Jesus.
Remember the Gremlin? Yeah. My God, what a car.
Well, I told him I hit a curb, and what I really did was take out someone's driveway wall and fled the scene. So he doesn't know to this day that it wasn't a curb.
No,
not thick enough.
Not remotely thick enough.
Thank you, though.
She hit a wall instead of a curb.
Bye.
Ooh, bad girl.
And the last time I checked, if you hit a wall,
right?
If you hit a wall and the wall's still standing and you drive away,
yeah, it's not a
That's not a hit and run.
No. Right. I wonder if Patty's hit the wall before.
I don't think your dad's coming. The cops are coming to look for you.
Right.
If you like run into a wall and the wall is
this
still
was standing. No curb accident.
Right. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Arnie in Norway.
Arnie in Norway.
Arnie, are you running some sort of dentist drill in the background there?
No, it's overseas, man.
Arnie, we're doing a contest right now.
Hi, I apologize. Am I caller 100?
No, you're not.
No,
Arnie, not that.
Oh, I've been trying you all day. I miss you guys.
What's the temperature in Norway right now?
Let me see. It's
Come on,
18 to, it's about 72.
All right.
Are you really in Norway?
I am really in Norway. I'm trying all day. You can ask Flo, Joe, and Lisa.
What are you doing in Norway, Arnie?
I'm on vacation.
Wonderful.
All right, thanks. Bye,
enjoy.
Arnie. Bye-bye.
Hello. Glad he's enjoying Norway so much you took time to call us.
All day. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
Yeah, who's this?
It's Danny.
Danny, what's the lie?
What's up, guys? Well, actually, I wanted to say Buzz is my daddy. And I lied to Buzz. He came home wanting to get my stash, and I told him I didn't have none.
Oh, get out of here. Danny. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Danny.
Hello.
Hey.
Keep it
hey.
Hi, who's this?
This is Scott from D.C.
What'd you
like? I got something. My sister back in junior high school
yeah.
got busted. My parents found a bowl sitting there in the living room.
Yeah.
And she had a party when I was gone. Basically what had happened is...
Hey, you know what? Hold it. You're ratting out your sister.
Yeah.
It's not your lie.
No. Yeah.
You can't do that.
You're right, Mike.
That's pure cowardice.
You're right. It's not tell what your sister lied about.
It's one of the standard rules on the big lie. You don't rat somebody else out. That doesn't count.
No. I'm not ratting her out.
No. Yes, you are.
No. But your sister had.
I busted her back in the day. I put the bar.
He's a genius. You can't say the S word. So wait, hold on. So you had this bowl, you know. A slang,
right.
A pipe, slang for a marijuana smoking device.
I picked up the bowl when she left sitting out, and when my parents came back from vacation, I'd put it next to the couch so my dad would find it.
Yeah, but you know, it was your sister's anyway, right?
Yeah, but
it just doesn't count, though.
No. It's not really a lie. What you did was just get your sister in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. Okay.
You bet your bad. My bad. What a dink.
Thank you. Hello. Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah. Is this the number you're calling for the big lie?
Yeah. Are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, I'm in my office. How you doing, buddy?
Beautiful. Doing great. Who's this?
My name's, I have to use my real name because no, another ass listening.
No, you don't.
Call me Skip.
All right, Skip, where are you from?
From Jersey.
All right, Skip, what's your big lie?
My girl thinks I'm out drinking every night. I'm out banging strippers.
But what does that have to do with your dad?
Well, it's got to do with my dad?
Yeah.
Well, my dad would like to bang the stripper with me.
Thank you, Skip.
It's the Father's Day edition of a big lie.
Don and Mike show.
Jesus. That was a funny call. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Bruno.
Hey, Bruno, where are you from?
PA.
What is it that you're, what's the lie that you lied to your dad about?
Back when I was in school, this is probably 10 years or better ago, I shot a BB gun inside the house in my room and put a hole through the wall all the way to the outside.
Yeah.
And that house is tore down now, but my dad tore up and down, and I did it, and I did it, and I always lied about it to this day. I'm 45 now. He still swears I did it, but I still lie to him to this day that I never did it, but that's what I did.
You shot a BB gun
through the wall.
Through the wall.
So there's a pinhole in the wall. There was a pinhole in a house that's already been torn down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And your dad thought, and your dad probably knows you did it anyway.
Right.
So.
He's still pissed off about it.
Yeah. Keep lying.
Yeah. No. I don't think St. Peter's going to send you away.
No, I'd hold on to that one.
That's the pearly gates.
I would. You know, Dad's deathbed. I'd still stick to that little secret.
The best thing about that call is he used the phrase, "Oh, 10 years or better ago."
Wait, I'll try one more before we go to a break. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I was calling in about the telling your dad a lie thing.
Go ahead.
Right. What did you lie to Dad about?
Well, back when I was a teenager, I was into some smoking paraphernalia type of thing, and I was I had a bag of it at the end of my bed. My dad came in one morning and tripped over it, and he asked how much it was. I told him about $50. It was probably about $5,000.
I was going to say, if your dad tripped over the bag.
Wow. I had gotten a couple pounds and split it up into, smaller bags for resale. So an intent.
If it was a nickel bag, your father was fine, but, you know, if it was a paper bag full.
And I told him it was about $50, and it was about $5,000.
Is it only for your own use, son? Yeah, you go ahead and keep it.
He's decidedly anti-retail.
Yes, that's right. If you're distributing, yes. Then Dad's mad. But if you're just smoking it in your bedroom at home,
so you have have a bag of pot so big your dad trips over it.
Yeah,
and what's the lie? Because your dad knows that it's pot.
Well, he just thought it was a small bag for my own personal use, and it was. I was actually splitting up for resale, and it was, the big difference was I told him about $50.
How old
were you? And it was about $5,000.
How old were you?
About 17.
Well, but how big was the bag? That was five.
It was a paper bag full.
No.
It was like a grocery bag back then. They didn't have the plastic bags. They had the grocery bags.
Your dad was okay at 17 living in his house if you were smoking pot in his house?
He told me to get it out.
Oh, okay.
And walked out of the room.
He knew what it was.
I don't know.
No way.
No. Guy. All right, we're going to break. We still don't have anything to work with.
We need a new crop of lies.
Yes.
Keep calling. I'm going to let the guy with the knives go. Steve and Philly, bye, Steve.
The second wife
also,
guy.
Also, bye to the other Steve with the second wife guy. Okay?
And our thanks to Patty, Danny, Scott, Skip, and Christine. All good kids.
Keep calling. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why don't you take your love and shove it up your big fat ass? You know you're the reason we're true. About all the yelling and the fight that we had, it will be cold to you.
Uh-huh.
And you moan and you groan and you bitch and you whine. You make every beef we got last.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Take your love, shove it up your big fat ass.
Uh-huh. The Don and Mike Show. You'll love their D's and B's. Don and Mike.
Alrighty.
That's tight, baby.
Let's see if we can get someone worth calling here.
Alright.
Okay. See up on the screen, we got a couple of good ones.
Very good.
Crystal.
Yes.
In D.C.
Hi.
Hi, honey. What doesn't your dad know? What's the lies?
Well, when I was 16, I started messing with this guy who worked at my father's job.
Uh-huh.
Like 6 months later, I got pregnant by him.
Wow.
Yeah, so I told my father that, well, I made up this guy, just made up a name. And my parents would go on the internet and try everything to find out who he was. And the whole time, it's this guy who works at his job.
Oh,
so now me and the guy want to get together, you know, because I'm 22 now, so... We want to get together, and I guess it's time that we kind of told my father.
Man.
And I think it's
winner.
Better if I...
Yeah,
winner.
Go no further. I mean, that's absolutely... And you know what? And it's also... she wants to get together with the guy, mm-hmm. So it's time to come clean with Dad. You're going to have to do it sometime.
And your dad's name is Robert?
Yes.
All right, Robbie?
Yep. Is he a mailman?
Here you go, right there.
No, he's not the number? Mailman.
Good. So are you... And the baby's doing fine?
Oh, yeah, he's fine.
How old is he?
I mean, he spends time with us and everything. It's just it's behind my father's back, you know.
Wow.
Okay, all right.
Oh,
so,
wow.
But now, do you bring your child around to your dad when the guy's not around?
Well, he works with my father, so, you know. My father's never, they've never really been in the same room together.
Let's just let this play out.
Yeah.
Yeah, let her handle it. Hey, Crystal, you're going to handle this, right, when we get your dad on the line?
I have to tell him?
Yes.
Yeah, we don't tell him. You have to tell him.
Oh, God.
Yeah, frankly, we don't understand. I mean, I understand.
Yeah,
maybe
it sounds like
you got knocked up by a guy that your dad works with.
But you kept the baby, right? It's still your...
Oh, yeah. I have the baby.
You have
the
baby.
He takes care of him and everything. Okay. My father just don't know who he is.
All right. Your father doesn't know who's your baby. Okay. Who's your baby's dad.
Daddy.
Yeah.
But
if you could speak up just a little bit, they'll be right with you.
All right. Well, here we go.
He's ready to go.
Good.
Okay. Let's get ready for some fun.
All right. Yeah. Get ready for this edition of The Big Lie.
Here we go. And, Crystal, let's say hi to your dad, Robert.
Hi, Robert. Yeah. You're on the Don and Mike Show. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine.
Good.
Hi, listen, you're on the air,
yeah.
And we have your daughter, Crystal, on the line with us.
We're playing a game for Father's Day we call The Big Lie, and Crystal has something she has wanted to tell you for a long time, and we're going to let her explain the whole thing on The Big Lie. Go ahead, Crystal.
Go ahead, Crystal.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Dad.
How you doing?
I'm fine. Remember when I got pregnant?
Yeah.
We went through this whole thing about who his father was and everything. Well, the guy that told you who was his father, the reason why y'all couldn't find out who he was, because I made him up. The guy does not exist. His father is J.B.
J.B. Do I know him?
Yeah, you know him.
That's only one JP I know. That's a guy that works with me.
Well, that's who it is.
You're talking about JB across the hall from me?
Yes.
You gotta be kidding.
No, we've been messing with each other ever since, well, before I got pregnant. And we're still together now.
And you want to get together with him, right, Crystal?
Yeah, I want to get together. He's asked me to marry him, and... I figure, you know, why not? I do love him.
This is kind of a shock. You have to be lying. Is this a joke or something?
No, it's not a joke, Dad. I mean, you never noticed the resemblance between them two?
Not really. I noticed that when he comes around, he's kind of friendly with him, but...
Crystal, are you, in fact, asking your dad's blessing for this marriage?
Well, yeah, I want him to... Well, yeah, and I want him to accept him as his father. I don't want him to be mad because there was a big age difference between us when we got together.
How old were you when you...
I was 16 and he was 24.
16 and 24, and so now time has passed and he wants to be the baby's father.
Well, he's always been his father.
But he wants to marry you. All right, okay.
Yes.
Robert...
I don't want...
You're joking.
I don't think she's joking, Robert.
Oh... I don't believe it.
Well, Robert, if it is true, how do you feel about that now that she's come clean?
Well, me and her are going to have to talk about this, but you could have told me in person, not over on the phone.
Well, she was doing it because we're playing a radio contest.
And she's going to win some money.
She's going to win some money.
Now, you know, is this guy, JB, is he across the hall from you right now?
Yeah.
You want to bring JB into this?
Yeah. You want to go get him?
JB?
Yeah.
Sure.
Great.
Well, JB doesn't know I told.
Oh, JB doesn't know. How's JB going to feel about you telling?
Too late.
On the radio.
I mean, too late. It's on the radio and your dad knows.
Hey, Robert, when you tell, when you talk to JB, ask him if he wants to go on the radio.
All right, hold on.
All right.
Can I just say that?
I love it when this show turns into Jerry Springer.
Can you say what?
I just want to tell you that I love you guys.
Oh, we love you. Thank
love
you.
You. Thank you. And I think it's going to be okay.
It's
going to
be a good thing, I think.
Your dad's...
I'm, like, shaking.
I understand.
I just hope we don't, like, hear a...
Hello?
Well, I'm 22 now. There's, you know...
That's right.
I'm going to be really disappointed.
Hello? Who's this?
Hello?
Is it JB?
No, this is still... This is me.
This is Robert?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Robert. Did you talk to JB?
Yeah, I got him right here.
All right.
Can we put him on the phone?
Hold on.
You got to ask him to...
Hello?
Hey, Robert, you're on the radio. Is that okay? Yeah, we have Crystal with us.
JB. Yeah, you're on the air. Is that okay?
You're on with Crystal.
You're on with Crystal. Is that okay?
Crystal?
Yeah, Crystal.
Yeah, it's me.
JB, is that okay to go on the radio?
Yes.
You got to say yes or no.
You got to say yes or we got to hang. Yeah, is that
right? Yes. Yes.
All right.
All right, Crystal?
Did I tell him too?
Yeah, you might as well tell him.
Yeah, you should.
Maybe I told my dad what was going on between us. And I want to tell you that I do want to marry you. That's
all. Wait. We on the radio?
Yes.
Yeah, we're on a game called The Big Lie, and Crystal.
Oh, man, please.
Crystal's been lying to her dad, and so she came clean with Robert, and now Robert knows the truth.
Okay.
And it's all because she wants to marry you, JB.
Crystal. Oh, man.
You want to put Robert back on the phone, JB?
Man, this is crazy.
Sounds like some bad acting.
Many crap detectors are going off right now.
Yeah, it sounds like some bad acting.
Fair enough.
Don't say the S word.
Put Robert back on the phone.
Hold on for a second.
Robert might be the same person as JB.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. I could be wrong.
Crystal,
you telling us the truth here?
Yes, I'm telling you the truth.
You know, we're going to find out. You know, if you're playing a game, you know, we're going to find out.
Okay.
Someone will rat you out. Do you really have a child?
Yes, my son is 6 years old.
What's his name?
His name is Tay-Tay.
And Robert,
do you swear on his life you're telling the truth?
Yeah, I'm just trying, yes.
No, I'm talking to Crystal.
Oh, yes.
Swear on my son's life?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're telling the truth.
Yes.
I think technically we gotta give it. Robert, I guess you have to have a talk with Crystal.
Yes, I am, definitely.
And I suppose you'll talk with JB also.
Oh, yeah, we're gonna have a big talk.
Oh, boy.
All right, well,
very big.
This is the good news now. Crystal, now, do you want to give this surprise to your dad?
What surprise?
You didn't even know the prize, honey?
Oh, what, you said, learn the prize.
Do you want to give the prize you've won to your dad?
Yes.
Or do you want to keep it for yourself?
Well, maybe I should give it to him.
Well, you have to make that decision, Crystal. Do you want to give the money to your dad?
No, not yet. I guess. Maybe no. It helps with the situation.
You want to split it with him?
Can I split it with him?
Yeah, sure.
Yes,
you can, Crystal.
Yeah, yes. Listen, Crystal, you won $500. Hopefully you give half to your dad. And I think, Crystal, I'm going to put you on hold for a second. Robert, if you wouldn't mind, would it be possible that you and JB could get on the telephone at the same time together? That is all we'd ask.
Oh, sure. I'm on the cell phone now.
You're on the cell phone? All right.
Get it called.
Can you both talk simultaneously? Just talk simultaneously.
Bring him into the room, and maybe the two of you could just count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 together.
Okay.
Just so we know there are two people there.
Let me go get them.
All right. I like that. That's legit. That he's not right there.
Mm-hmm.
But he's saying he has to go get him again, which means maybe, you know, my crap detector's up. JB?
Yeah.
No, or Robert. Who is this?
It's Robert.
All right, Robert, is JB there?
Yeah.
All right, both of you guys together, count to five.
I count to five. 1, 2,
count to five. I'm not talking.
Yeah, count to five.
I'm not. One.
Two.
All right.
All right, guys. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Okay.
Robert, hold on a second. Thank you.
You know, if it's true, we'll find out. We get, sometimes this carries into the next day, and we'll hear, you know, what's going on with that. And sometimes they get away with it, and sometimes it's legit.
Right. I tend to think, of course, I'm always the one that thinks this. I thought it was a lie halfway through, and now I think it was true.
I think it's true. I think it's not true based on JB doing the acting that he did. But it was like, I don't know. But then when he said, I don't want to talk on the radio again, I mean,
it could have been a legit response.
Uh-huh. I still like it, and I still think I'm comfortable giving them the money.
There you go. They're the winners. That's the big lie.
Now, that's how
everybody's
works.
Calling now with a...
Yeah, everybody's going to have a theory, conspiracy theory.
Hello, Tom.
That was a bad acting job.
Well, you know, there are a lot of crap.
What they could have done also was he could have had a cell phone in one hand and the phone in the other hand had been talking, and it sounds like a little echo when they were talking.
No. There were two people there.
There were two guys there. I'll give you that. Hello, Greg.
Oh, my goodness. It's really my child. Hey, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
First, what? she called the kid she a couple times in the beginning of the story, and then she called the kid he.
No, she never did that.
It was always male.
Okay, one other thing was that the father sounded a little bit young to be a father of a 22-year-old girl.
Well, she had her baby at 16.
Doesn't mean anything.
Hello, babies having babies.
Right.
In their defense, the father sounded fairly mature when I spoke to him off the air.
Yeah. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, she was 24 now, right?
22.
Never mind.
I love it when people try to do these sleuthing.
A house of cards.
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike. They said they did an internet search on the guy's name, like when she was 16, which was 6 years ago.
Yes.
The technology wasn't that advanced that long ago.
Yes, it was. Absolutely, you could do a search 6 years ago.
I don't think so.
Come on.
Six years ago,
you're not talking about like Prodigy type internet. Six years ago, you had AOL, you had Yahoo,
I don't think you could do it 6 years ago.
This guy got Web TV last Christmas.
Not a Mike Show.
I'm so savvy.
Yeah, I think that the soon-to-be husband is cheating on her. That's why he's going,
I wondered about that or something like it. I think everything we've heard is true, and I don't know what the rest of the story is, but I think there is more to the story, and that's why he reacted the way he did.
Yeah, he got busted on the radio.
All right, whatever.
You know what? That's the great thing about this show. Thank you, honey. That's the great thing. If there's more,
we'll know.
It will come out on tomorrow's episode.
That's
maybe
right.
Not tomorrow.
On this fine state.
Maybe a day next week. It'll happen.
Yeah. It will indeed.
I don't know. I believe her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do too. Towards the end, I do too, but it's just his acting is what I'm having trouble getting by with the him.
He was panicking.
You ask anybody, you swear on your kid's life, you know. That to me, that's it. You swear on your kid's life, unless, of course, there's not a kid.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
I've heard people do that.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard people do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I can't say what I want to say. We're not allowed.
Oh, okay.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
Every day I do one of those now, and I gotta watch myself.
Funny man. Buzz, what is the update? What's the lead story today?
Today is the Utah kidnapping, another JonBenet case.
Oh, that reminds me. The guy from Utah, who listens to us in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, a lot of people were talking about that. Yeah. A lot of people came up to me and talked about
that
guy.
With the WAC website.
Right.
Hey, Lisa?
We going to get him on the show?
Yeah, he contacted us yesterday.
A serial killer?
No, he's not a serial killer. He's the guy with the nutty website.
Look at you two defending him like that. Wow. That was interesting.
Lisa, when are we going to have that guy on the air to investigate him?
He'll be on Monday, and he will have an original piece, if you'd like to call it, composed for us.
Oh, good.
A rant.
Yeah. And I misspoke. He's perfectly normal.
It's fine.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They can have coitus without bleeding. Don and Mike.
How about that? Hey, the money we just gave away in the big line. Danielle won it. She's from D.C. Courtesy of Cox Cable of Northern Virginia. They're the best choice for movies, sports, and news. Over 250 channels now available on the all-new Cox Digital Cable service. Call them 703-378-3499 for info on their current programming and installation specials. I'm looking at tomorrow's show, and I'm seeing it's going to be another one for the time vault.
All right.
The return of the Don and Mike Newsmaker of the Week.
Very good.
Get a bonus Craig Wilson tomorrow.
Fantastic.
A live Mr. Skin report.
Skin will be on the show.
A brand new low-budget Jeff Bardeen.
Excellent.
Reviewing the movies that we haven't seen yet.
My God, are we going to have time for everything?
And I hope we have time for the debut of Shaq and Dennis.
A little review on the NBA and their thoughts on other subjects.
Yes, as they call the country on their brand new talk show.
Shaq and Dennis.
All of that tomorrow. Now here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
A newspaper story this morning said investigators think the abduction of 14-year-old Elizabeth Smart may have been an inside job. The Salt Lake Tribune claims to have sources from four different law enforcement agencies. It says investigators don't see how the kidnapper could have gotten through the small window where he or she supposedly entered the Smart's million-dollar home. They think the screen was cut to make it appear that that window was used, but they say it appears the screen was cut from the inside.
I know I was reading about this, and the father,
mm-hmm.
Maxwell...
Maxwell Smart.
Very upset.
Yes, of course.
He was calling his shoe phone.
And I understand they brought Barbara Feldon in on the case, yes. The family says it's disappointed in the newspaper story and calls the story speculative. Dun, da, da, da.
No.
Dun, da, da, da. One of the greats. Yeah. One of the greats.
Yes, what? Robert Blake's lawyer has a question about the L.A. police detectives investigating the murder of
Blake. Stay cool.
I got it. That's the name of that tune.
Quoting the lawyer, what are they doing, selling a book or investigating a homicide?
That's trouble.
He says the detectives allowed a freelance writer to take part in their investigation. And that, says the lawyer, gave the cops a huge incentive to arrest the 68-year-old actor. The lawyer, who has, of course, studied the police paperwork, says only in L.A. would they summon an author within 2 hours of a body being found.
Oh, brother.
The lawyer is once again trying to get Blake out of lockup on bail.
There's my bird. I miss my father. I miss my brother. There, I just killed the cockatoo. Oh, no. Dead as a doornail.
Again.
There you go. Maybe I'll shoot you again in the ass. Man, oh man, it's time for me to have some bread and butter.
Yeah, you know it's all over the studio now that you shot that bird.
What's that?
Starts with an F.
Starts fetters?
Fetters.
There are all sorts of fetters floating all over the place here. I got another one. He's dead too. More fetters. More fetters. Man, is it raining? How about that weather? Look at the weather outside.
It could be better.
It could be better. The weather could be better. I tell you right now, I'm not handling the prison real well.
No?
No, I've turned myself into a bedwetter. Man, oh, man. The mattress, though, I tell you, it's light as a feather. It really is.
Speaking of Los Angeles police paperwork, some of those papers allege that Blake asked 5 different people to kill his wife, including her brother. According to search warrants...
Her brother.
That's brother, brother.
That's brother.
Say it the right way or
brother.
I swear to God I'll come over there and slap you. Oh, no. Here, I got another gun here.
Shoot
this is my 45. There you go. Blew his head. Man, I'll ask another.
According to search warrants, Blake approached his bodyguard, 2 former stuntmen, a private investigator, and Bonnie Lee Bakley's brother, Joseph.
Anybody knows the truth knows I wouldn't bother with him.
He says Blake offered him $5,000 to eliminate someone, but he says Blake never said who that someone would be.
No, I don't even know who my father is.
An important update in what yesterday appeared to be the story of a hate crime in Alabama. Investigators thought Rodney... They thought Rodney Outlaw, who's black, had been attacked by a group of men who dragged him behind a car. But they say Outlaw has now changed his story, so police have now arrested his girlfriend. Police now believe it was Kimberly King who slashed Rodney's arms with a knife, then stabbed him in the buttocks and rectum.
Hey, thanks, Don and Mike.
A stellar job today, I might add.
Police think it's entirely possible the girlfriend had a little help with that.
Oh, dear.
Thanks to the internet, you can now see what satellite TV customers in Europe have been watching. Pictures from an American spy satellite. For nearly a year now, European viewers have been getting the pictures from Telstar 11, which relays U.S. spy plane pictures from the Balkans. They could watch as President Bush and Donald Rumsfeld visited the Army's headquarters there last summer. Now those pictures are on the internet for everyone, including terrorists, to see. Defense officials say they have no plans to scramble the pictures.
Jeez.
Why? We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House. Make no mistake about it.
Why?
I don't know why.
I'll tell you why.
They scrambled the porno channels.
They're featherweights.
They're featherweights.
That's why.
Featherweights.
They don't got no balls at all. No balls at all. If I was in there, I'd straighten out that situation. That would be the name of that tune. Absolutely. George Bush and all those people there. Please let me out of jail. I turned into a bedwetter.
Oh, dim bones. Washington, D.C. Police Chief Charles Ramsey says his people probably didn't miss finding the additional Chandra Levy bone that turned up in Rock Creek Park this week. He says an animal might have just carried the bone away and then brought it back.
Yeah.
You know what?
Right.
This is the moment, and I'm glad now the spotlight is being put on our little police department down here.
Mm-hmm. And you notice how much, but I've just got to say this. Our chief of police, and his name is...
Charles Ramsey.
Looks like the chief of police on The Simpsons.
Yeah, that's right.
It looks like Chief
Wiggum.
He's
got like a little square head.
And a little pig face.
Right.
Now we found the bone. It seems the animal took it from the site and brought it back.
The medical examiner says the leg bone is definitely Chandra's. He says his office now has the vast majority of her skeleton.
We're just waiting for all the creatures, all the little forest creatures in Rock Creek Park
to return the bones.
To return the bones.
Yeah, they'll bring them back.
He says a hip bone, an arm bone, and some smaller bones are still missing. Yesterday, a top aide to Gary Condit made a quiet appearance before the grand jury that's meeting here to consider charges.
Attention, squirrels. This is the United States D.C. Police. Return the bones.
This is Charles Ramsey. I would like all the chipmunks to return parts of the leg bone.
Damn squirrels.
Thank you.
The Brooklyn Diocese has refused a request from the Gotti family for a Catholic mass funeral.
No, I'm not going to say that, Rob.
At least until after he is buried.
Who came up with that one?
Oh, in that case, Joe.
Oh.
No, I did.
Here's a joke from... Oh, it's yours?
Yeah.
Chandra chewed on a bone.
Oh,
I guess that's a Gary Condon
play. Yeah, I mean like, yeah.
You gotta make a porno.
I think you did.
You'll love it.
So the Brooklyn Diocese says no Catholic mass funeral for Gotti until after he's been buried. Quoting the bishop, who's already under fire because of a priest sex scandal, we think it would allow for more privacy and more of a dignified service. The bishop tells the New York Post he'd rather not get into a discussion of how a funeral mass for Gotti might anger New York Catholics. Gotti is believed to be responsible for the deaths of at least five people during his time in the mob.
What the hell's the difference?
Who spoke there? Was it Jason Bishop?
No, that was the bishop of the Brooklyn Diocese.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
His father.
Elvin.
Elvin Bishop.
Must have been through.
All right. This kind of gives new meaning to the words thrill ride. In Cinnaminson, New Jersey last night, 17 kids got trapped upside down on a carnival ride. No one was seriously hurt at the church carnival. Mainly just
get
my...
to know Charlie.
It's okay. It's okay.
Get to know Charlie.
Hang in there. It's okay.
Mainly there were just minor boo-boos and some heat exhaustion.
Yep.
But the kids, thanks to Charlie, had to hang upside down about 20 feet off the ground until firefighters could rescue them one by one.
Hold on. The fire department's coming.
Get to know Charlie.
You like fire
department? The fire department's on its way. And they're going to use their siren.
The carnival's now shut down while state officials inspect all the rides.
And here's the sound of the inspections right now, Buzz.
Okay.
Now, Charlie, how does it go?
I remember, Joe. Righty tighty, lefty loosey.
Right. Now they got it apart. Here they are.
Working on it. No pairing.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think it's this way, Charlie.
No, this way, Joe.
No, this way, Charlie.
No, this way, Joe.
No, this way.
No. Wow.
They have fun. No,
Buzz, hold on.
All right.
We got them. The kids are okay?
Yeah, they're fine.
Thank God the kids are okay.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
God created them because he was disappointed in monkeys. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, God. And out here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Has Regis Philbin grown tired of his new co-host? The new National Enquirer says it thinks Kelly Ripa is too flashy, too unprepared for the show, and a camera hogger.
Like, you got to be prepared for that show.
Yeah, really.
You got to be more prepared for this show than you do for that show.
That's amazing. The New York Post says the Enquirer's source for the story is impeccable. In sports,
Michael Gelman.
Michael hates her, I'm sure. Round one of the 102nd U.S. Open is well underway. Tiger Woods tees off this afternoon. He's trying to become the first golfer since Jack Nicklaus to win the Masters and the U.S. Open in the same year. And right now with the early clubhouse lead is Sergio Garcia.
Oh, good.
Baltimore's a
Spaniard.
Yes.
A real Spaniard.
From Spain. Baltimore's at Cleveland this afternoon in the only game on the Major League schedule. And at the top of the seventh, Cleveland leads 1-0. The Snyders are having a baby.
Yay!
The Snyders are having a baby. And the worst thing is,
it's alive!
The Washington Post says Redskins owner Dan Snyder and his wife Tanya will get a baby boy next month. Although the child is the genetic offspring of both, Tanya's been through a couple of difficult pregnancies, so they're using a surrogate mother.
And you know what's great is when the baby born,
uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. The baby will be able to wear dad's clothes.
Right away.
Immediately.
Dad's gloves.
Because he'll be able to wear the suits,
uh-huh.
Right.
The shirt, uh-huh. The shirts, the pants.
Ready to wear.
The Snyders already...
Might be a little high water on the baby.
Snyders already have two daughters, ages 4 and 6. Mr. Snyder says the nursery's already decorated in burgundy and gold. And finally, Reality Bites back. MTV is being sued for $10 million by a couple who found a fake corpse in their hotel room. Jim and Lorianne Ryan of Washington, D.C. were contestants in the new reality show called Harassment. Hidden cameras recorded their shock when they came across what appeared to be the scene of a murder in their room. The Ryans are also suing the Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas. The lawsuit accuses the hotel and MTV of invading the Ryans' privacy.
Wait.
Yes?
They signed up to be on a show called Harassment?
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
And they're suing MTV?
For invasion of privacy.
No. I think MTV will probably be able to beat that one.
When they sign up to be on a show called Harassment?
A TV show with cameras, yes.
Screw them.
They're also suing for infliction of emotional distress and fraud. Last spring, two teenaged girls sued MTV after they were sprayed with human excrement during the taping of a show called Dude, This Sucks.
Well, again, Hey, dude, this sucks.
You want to come on, dude, this sucks? You're going to get sprayed with extra.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Such a litigious society we live in, Mike.
It's truly amazing, isn't it? I mean, people just contact lawyers for anything.
Why can't people just settle differences without bringing lawyers into it?
I don't understand. I'll never understand that.
Thank you for a great show, everybody.
Yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. toodaloo.
Ass.
Can we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Members of the Don and Mike Show travel by Amtrak. Take 3 round trips on Acela Express before June 30th and get 10,000 Amtrak guest reward points. See Amtrak.com for details. Acela Express. Keep moving. This is the Don and Mike Show.